بس آپ ہم آپ سے آپ کا استقبال ہے، آپ کی تشریف آوری کا، آپ کے ہماری دعوت کو قبول کرنے کا. چونکہ یہ ماہ محرم ہے اور اس کی خاص اہمیت ہے اسلامی تاریخ میں اور دنیاوی تاریخ میں، تو میں یہ چاہتا تھا کہ کسی ایسے شخص سے گفتگو کی جائے جو اس معاملے میں تھوڑا علمی گفتگو کر سکتا ہے. جذباتی گفتگو تو کافی صبح میں ملتی ہے آپ کو، تو میں سوچا کہ کیوں نہ آپ سے اپروچ کیا جائے، چونکہ میں آپ سے کچھ واقف ہوں پہلے سے، کچھ واقفیت تھی آپ سے، اور پھر کچھ دوستوں سے جب میں بات کیا تو پتا چلا کہ یو آر دا پرسن ٹو اسپیک وتھ. سو آئی سیڈ فائن، اینڈ آپ کا بے انتہا میں مشکور ہوں، شکر گزار ہوں کہ آپ نے ہماری دعوت قبول کی اور تشریف لائے. اور ہم بات شروع کرتے ہیں پہلے تعارف سے کہ مجاہد صاحب آپ کیا، واٹ ایگزیکٹلی یو آر ڈوئنگ ان حیدرآباد؟ ایک تو آپ آلیو ہاسپٹل چلاتے ہیں، وہ آپ کا ہے اپنا، یو اون دیٹ ہاسپٹل؟
وی آر اے گروپ،
وی آر اے گروپ آف ہاسپٹل. اوکے، اور وہ ہاسپٹل کافی اچھا ہاسپٹل ہے.
ہاؤ مینی
سٹارز ڈو یو گیو؟ 3 star 4 star؟
سی ڈیپینڈنگ اپون ہاؤ یو لک ایٹ اے ہاسپٹل.
کب شروع کیا آپ یہ ہاسپٹل؟
یہ ہم نے اسٹارٹ کیا تھا 2010 میں، اور 14 سال مکمل ہو چکے ہیں.
اینڈ یو آر ہیپی ود دی رننگ آف دی ہاسپٹل؟
آئی ایم ہیپی ان دی سینس دیٹ کہ ہم جو کچھ کر رہے ہیں یہ سوچ کر رہے ہیں کہ جو لوگ ہاسپٹل کو آتے ہیں 90% پلس کے پاس ماڈرن میڈیسن کے فیسلٹیز کو، خصوصاً اگر بیماری پیچیدہ ہے، کمپلیکیٹڈ ہے، تو ان کے پاس اقتصادی وسائل نہیں ہیں اس کو پوری طریقے سے افورڈ کرنے کے.
آپ بدرکا سے، آپ نے بدرکا کالج سے آپ نے گریجویشن کیا، اور پھر آپ ایران چلے گئے، اور
ایران کالج لاس میں
ایل این بی جوائن کر لیا سال بھر کے بعد میں آپ
چلا،
اور آپ خم چلے گئے. تو اچھا، خم کی اہمیت کے بارے میں بتائیے، جو تہران سے 100-150 kilometers کے فاصلے پہ.
تو
خم کی بڑی اہمیت ہے، چونکہ امام خمینی بھی خم میں رہے ہیں، بڑے بڑے امام رہتے ہیں وہاں پہ.
وہ ایک علمی مرکز رہا ہے، اور اس کی ہسٹری تقریباً 1100 سال پرانی ہے.
اچھا،
اسلامی خدمات.
اوکے،
تو اسے ایک بڑا مرکز بنے ہوئے 150 سال. چھوٹا مرکز تو تھا لیکن سینٹرل پوزیشن جو ملا ہے تم کو وہ تقریباً 150 سال ہوئے.
اوکے، ہاؤ ڈیڈ یو تھنک آف گوئنگ دیئر؟ واٹ واز دا،
میرا جو آئیڈیا جانے کا تھا وہ یہ تھا کہ مجھے لگتا تھا کہ ریلیجن کوئی ایک سیریس پرسیوٹ ہے، بہت سیریس پرسیوٹ ہے، اور اس میں یقیناً کچھ نہ کچھ ایسی چیز ہے کہ جو انسان کے کئی سوالات، جو انسان کے خصوصاً جوانی میں پیدا ہوتے ہیں، اس کا جواب دے سکے.
خم کا خیال کیسا ہے؟
اس لیے آیا کہ وہاں پر فارن اسٹوڈنٹس کو ایکسیپٹ کرنا شروع کر دیا گیا تھا انقلاب اسلامی کے بعد، جو 1979 میں آیا، اور میں 4 سال بعد اس کے 1983 میں خم پہنچا.
اچھا،
اس زمانے میں کہ جب ایران کی جنگ چل رہی تھی.
جی، آپ کی عمر کیا تھی؟
عمر اس وقت میری 21 سال کی تھی.
اچھا، ماشاء اللہ.
اور پھر میں 34 ایئرس کا جب تھا تو واپس آ گیا.
اوکے، تو خم میں ابتدائی تعلیم، آپ یو بیکیم اے ریگولر اسٹوڈنٹ آف دا خم انسٹیٹیوشن ایز سچ، کیسا، کیا ہوا
وہاں پر ایڈمیشن ہوا؟ وہاں پر ایک مدرسہ ہے جو فارن اسٹوڈنٹس کے لیے مختص کیا گیا ہے، مدرسہ حجتیہ کہہ کر. تو وہاں پر تقریباً 50-60 countries کے لڑکے رہتے تھے، افریقہ کے تقریباً تمام کنٹریز کے، حتیٰ ہمارے پاس چائنا کے بھی اسٹوڈنٹس تھے، ملیشیا، انڈونیشیا، تھائی لینڈ، انڈیا، پاکستان، آذربائیجان، ترکی، سیریا، عراق، لبنان، ہر جگہ.
صرف شیعہ حضرات کو دیا؟
نہیں، یہ جو تقریباً لوگ افریقہ سے آ رہے تھے، یہ میجورٹی 99% اہل سنت کے ہوتے ہیں. ہم جو یہاں پر شیعہ سنی کا جو اس طریقے کا تصور رکھ رہے ہیں وہ وہاں پر نہیں ہے.
اچھا،
ایران میں حالانکہ یہ شیعہ میجورٹی کنٹری ہے لیکن یہ تصور کہ دین جو ہے حصوں میں تقسیم ہے فرقوں میں تقسیم ایسا نہیں ہے. کتابوں کے لکھے جانے کی بات جب ہم کرتے ہیں تو جو کتابیں لکھی گئی ہیں اور جو کتابیں ہم پڑھتے ہیں وہ اہل سنت کی بھی ہیں شیعہ رائٹرز کی بھی ہیں.
اچھا
اور سنی مراکز میں بھی شیعہ رائٹرز کی کتابوں کو بھی پڑھا جاتا ہے اور سنی رائٹرز کی کتابوں کو بھی پڑھا جاتا ہے.
جی.
تو اس طریقے سے اچھا اس سے پہلے آپ جائیے آج سے 1000 سال پہلے تو ایک ہی استاد کی کلاس میں
سب تھے,
سب رہا
کرتے, ہر قسم کے
لوگ رہتے تھے. اور یہ اسپرٹ شروع سے رہی ہے.
اوکے.
یہ شروع سے رہی ہے. آپ دیکھیے اگر آپ امام جعفر صادق علیہ السلام کی بات کریں تو وہ مدینے میں تھے اور وہی زمانے میں امام مالک مدینے میں تھے جو محدث ہیں.
جی جی جی
وہ ان سے حدیث نقل کرتے تھے.
اچھا.
ہاں. اور ان سے ایک بات جو نقل کی گئی ہے جو ابن تیمیہ نے اپنی کتاب میں,
تھوڑا انگریزی بھی بولیے پلیز کیونکہ سننے والے میرے انگریزی بھی جاننے والے ہیں.
تو ابن تیمیہ کی کتاب الولایہ میں ابن تیمیہ نقل کرتا ہے امام مالک سے کہ امام مالک یہ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ میں نے جعفر الصادق علیہ السلام کو فقط دو حالات میں پایا, یا عبادت کی حالت میں یا حدیث نقل کرنے کی حالت. اور جب وہ حدیث نقل کرتے تھے تو باوضو رہتے تھے. یہ امام ابو حنیفہ کی آپ بات لیجئے تو امام بھی کہتے ہیں کہ اگر 2 سال نہ ہوتے جو میں نے امام جعفر صادق علیہ السلام کے ساتھ گزارے تو میں ہلاک ہو جاتا. یہ معروف مقولہ ہے ان کا, لولا سنتان لہلک النعمان. تو یہ جو ہے اس طریقے کی کامنالٹی
انٹیگریشن
تھا. امام شافعی کو آپ لے لیجئے, امام شافعی غزہ میں پیدا ہوئے اور ان کی زیادہ تر جو ہے گروہ تعلیم جو ہے ایجپٹ میں ہوئی. اگر آپ ویکیپیڈیا بھی جا کر دیکھ لیں تو آپ کو ملے گا کہ ان کو جو تعلیم دینے والے افراد ہیں اس میں سیدہ نفیسہ ہیں. سیدہ نفیسہ جو ہے پرپوتی تھی امام حسن کی اور بہو تھی امام جعفر صادق علیہ السلام. تو دس از دا کائنڈ آف انٹیگریشن یو ول فائنڈ.
سر حیدرآباد تمام ہندوستان میں, تمام بر صغیر میں, all over the subcontinent, it is known for observing Muharram in a manner which is unmatched. If one city which comes close to it is Lucknow, but our Muharram means the Muharram which is observed in Hyderabad is a mix of the Shia and the Sunni traditions. Would you like to explain why this has happened and what is it actually?
The reality is the sacrifice of Imam Hussain actually impacted everybody who came to know about it after it happened in the 61st year of Hijri in Karbala. The sacrifice is unparalleled. So generally the Muslims, irrespective of which school of fiqh they belong, assimilated it, made it part of their understanding of religion. Imam Hussain was part of the Ahlul Bayt, and there is no doubt that respect and love of Ahlul Bayt is common among all denominations of Muslims. Keeping that in mind, when we come to Hyderabad, all the Shia writers, and they promoted this way of observing Karbala by copying some of the cultural aspects of commemorating it which were extant at that time in Iran.
Oh, okay.
So you will see that the kind of standards, alam, which came here initially, and we see in Iran even today.
Oh.
They had taken a lot of it from the Chinese tradition. And you will see dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah. हाँ, ड्रैगन्स हैव बीन टेकन फ्रॉम द चाइनीज बिकॉज़ अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स इन द फॉर्म ऑफ चाइना वेयर यूज्ड टू कम विद दिस काइंड ऑफ ड्राइंग्स एंड डिजाइंस. फ्रॉम दैट इट वाज टेकन एज अ साइन.
अमेजिंग.
या सो इट इज एक्चुअली अ कल्चरल मेल्टिंग पॉट ऑफ अ डाइवर्स काइंड वेयर ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ कल्चरल
एलिमेंट्स
केम टुगेदर. And they started becoming part of the what we call Azadan.
Okay.
So in Hyderabad also we have this impact. So it came from all the places. In Lucknow you will find Taziyas.
Taziya hai.
That is according to the kind of things which they used to have around them. And they took the Taziya from somewhere and developed it as a part of Azadari to make it into a social gathering. A social
congregation,
and as a result, we find different kind of things happening in different places. In Hyderabad, we have the way we have it here,
sir.
And then the aspect of self-flagellation is called Phuni Mata Kehte. That also came from diverse areas. Initially,
this is not originally Shia concept.
No, it had its origins in other religions. Specifically in Christianity.
Okay.
Where we have passion place.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We have passion place where the devout used to self-flagellate themselves with chains. At the end of it would be wax in which glass pieces would be embedded.
Oh.
And that would be stuck on the back.
Oh.
Apart from tying themselves to the cross and having nails hit in their palms. Piercing. These are the things which used to happen. Conversion happened of the Christian tribes to Islam. And they had this with them before.
In Syria and those
places. In Syria and parts of Iraq. So they used to do that when they were Christians. So they then adapted it to Muharram and Ashura.
Oh.
And Imam Hussain, and that was the practice we started off through the tribals who were Christians earlier. In Iran, it was given an organized form by the Safavi kings, who even got the kind of decoration which used to be done in churches on the walls, and in that poetry concerning Imam Hussain, the elegies and all that were written. And a similar pattern was developed in the form of decoration as well.
Oh.
So self-flagellation, decoration, all this came from Europe.
Yeah.
In Iran. And in Iraq through the tribes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a long journey. Yes, long journey. It's similar to something which we have of walking on
fire.
Here in Hyderabad. Yeah, so that obviously had a history of more than maybe 2000 years. Where some temples have this practice of people walking on fire.
Sir, you know, this talk will not be completed or not look proper if we don't talk about the incident of Karbala. So briefly tell us what happened in Karbala and how the political thing turned into something that became a part of the history of Islam.
If you look at
briefly, sir.
Islam, if you look at Quran, there are very clear verses why prophets were silent. Verse 25 of Surah Hadid very clearly says, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Surely we have sent all our prophets with clear proofs, and I have sent with them the book and the mizan, that is a system, so that people may uphold justice. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So that people may uphold justice. The part played by the prophets was to give the message, the system on which justice would be delivered, but the responsibility of it was falling upon the people completely. The yaqum an-nas.
the people are supposed to uphold justice. And this is why all the prophets were saying, because God doesn't want injustice to prevail amongst His creatures. That is a very clear. God, who is Rahman and Rahim, will not want anything except Rahim, mercy, to prevail among the people. Like a father would like peace in the family, because he loves his children. Similarly,
yeah,
God also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, would like peace to prevail among the people. So the standard for peace should be justice. Injustice cannot be something on which you can expect peace to prevail.
So then Yazid took over.
Yazid took over as the first person who was appointed by the father.
By his father, yes.
Which was not till then the standard.
Yes.
The choice finally would be of the people. God only gives standards. There is a very clear verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَحْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And surely we made imams among them. Among them means the Israelites, the Bani Israel. Surely we made the imams among them who guided according to our commands. يَحْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, who guided according to our commands. When did we make them imams? Lamma sabaru. We made them imams when they were patient and had fortitude and were sure of our signs. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. That is the principle of imamah as expounded by the Quranic verse.
Okay.
You should have 100% faith in God. You should have patience and fortitude, and you should guide on the command of God. So you can't say anything from yourself. As Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam used to say, he says, whatever we say is from the Quran or the Prophet. Had we said one word on our own accord, that would be kufr of God.
Oh my God.
That is the standard truth. Even the Imams don't have a right to add a word to the Sharia. The power of it is totally with Allah and the Prophet. There are so many other verses clearly pointing out to this.
Sir, there is this incident, please correct me if I am wrong. Hazrat Maria, when he wanted to appoint his son Yazid as his descendant as to the throne of the Islamic Caliphate, he approached Imam Hussain. Imam Hussain accepted that. Sorry, Hassan. I'm sorry. And then after the death of Imam Hassan, when he came to Imam Hussain and when he asked him to do the bayat on Yazid, he refused. Could you please throw some light on this?
Imam Hassan died in 50. Muawiyah died in 68. So by 50 Hijri, there was no issue of appointing Yazid as someone who would be getting the post of the Khalifa from Muawiyah. So there was no question. Even during this lifetime, Muawiyah never could think of approaching Imam Hussain with this suggestion, because Imam Hussain was already criticizing him.
Okay.
There is a sermon delivered in Makkah in 58 Hijri, that is 2 years before Muawiyah died, by Imam Hussain. He was addressing a group of ulama in Makkah during the Hajj. And he says, God wants His commands to be executed by the ulama. God wants His commands to be executed by the ulama. And because of your love of life and fear of death, because of these two reasons, you have delivered the weak to the oppressors.
Okay.
Tumne कमजोरों को जालिमीन के हवाले कर दिया. सो दिस इज द काइंड ऑफ रिफ्रेन विच इमाम हुसैन हैड ड्यूरिंग द रेन ऑफ मुआविया.
ओके,
सो मुआविया वांटेड यज़ीद टू टेक द पोजीशन आफ्टर हिम, इनहेरिट हिज पोजीशन, बट ही कुडंट विद दिस काइंड ऑफ क्रिटिसिज्म ऑफ मुआविया हिमसेल्फ. And Mawiya wrote to Imam Hussain, I hear that you are saying certain things about me and this would create a lot of problems. So Imam replies, what greater problem would be created than you being at the helm of affairs?
Oh.
So this was the kind of relationship Imam Hussain had with Mawiya. So there was no question of that. There are guidelines which Mawiya gave Yazid. He said, don't go after Imam Hussain with a kind of policy
which is harsh.
Don't force it.
Don't put pressure on him.
Okay.
But he was a young man. He was in his 30s. So he felt, why? I have the power. And obviously Medina was a small place. The kind of resources with which Syria and Iraq had,
it was
Medina
no
was in a desert.
Yes.
No one. So no manpower, no wealth. They had the manpower, they had the wealth.
Yeah.
So he was in a state of arrogance. He wrote immediately after the death of Mawiya to the governor of Medina, take back of these three people. One, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, two, Abdullah ibn Umar, and three, Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Abdullah ibn Umar didn't have a problem. Abdullah ibn Umar did back of every Khalifa, from Hazrat Abu Bakr till Yazid, except the bayat of Hazrat Ali. The only person he didn't accept as Khalifa was Hazrat Ali.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. And so that was his credential.
Okay.
And Ali also didn't force his bayat on him.
Okay.
Abdullah ibn Zubayr went away to Makkah. Imam Hussain went to the governor, talked to him, and told him that a person of my standard cannot give bayat allegiance to Yazid. And he openly, without concealing his going out of Medina, went to
and
stayed there from the 3rd of Shaban till the day of Arafat. That is 4 months. And during this time, because letters had come from Kufa asking him to come and guide them, so he first sent Muslim ibn Akhil, his cousin brother, and when he wrote from there, the people of Kufa have given allegiance to him, he went there on the invitation and confirmation. First invitation and then confirmation by his person deputed for this purpose. During this period of time, we find changes coming in Kufa. Ibn Ziyad coming from Basra and taking charge. After his taking charge, he became proactive, started finding people who were supporting the movement. Some he was able to pressurize, some he got arrested, and finally he was able to break the movement which had started in Kufa. Was able to arrest Muslim ibn Akhil and Hani ibn Urwa, who was giving him refuge in his house, killed both of them, threw their bodies on the road to show to people that there is no resistance now because the leaders have been killed, and after that he is stabilizing. Imam Hussain was on his way to Kufa and he got this information that this has happened, and during this period of time,
was there a suggestion not to come to Kufa from Kufa? Yet, no, this has happened.
When Muslim ibn Akhil was arrested and what was asked, you can repent and say that you have nothing to do with Imam Hussain and his movement. We will forgive you. He said, no, I can't do that. Ibn Ziyad told him that you will be killed otherwise. He said, I am ready for that. But I just want one request to be fulfilled. I want to do my wasiyah. I would like to do a wasiyah. And the person he selected was Umar ibn Sa'd. Umar ibn Sa'd is the same person who was the commander of the forces in Karbala. So Muslim, the nearest person to him,
was Umar ibn Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Abi Waqqas was the companion of
the Prophet.
He was related to the Prophet also. So he was the closest relative to him. So he told him, I have some debt in Kufa. I have money in Medina. Please take that amount and settle the debts. First. Second, when I am killed, pray on me and get and bury me. Third, tell Imam Hussain not to come forward. These were the three things. Keep it up.
Sir, the way the entire incident of Karbala was carried out from 7th of Muharram to 10th of Muharram.
Yeah.
Stopping the water, you know, besieging the whole thing and all that. What message does it convey? The defiance of Hussain, Hazrat Hussain alayhi salam, not to, you know, send any compromising word.
The reason is.
And what is the reason? Yes, but yes. What is the message?
The message is very clear. Imam Hussain quotes a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said, whoever finds a tyrant ruling over the Muslims, making the halal of Allah haram and haram of Allah halal, not following the commands of God and the Quran, and if he doesn't act against him by word and deed, that person would be sent to the same place where this tyrant will be sent on the day of judgment.
Oh.
That is it. Can you find it in this khutbas, which have been narrated by famous historians, Tabari, Tamil ibn Athir, all these things which are available to us. So the idea was, and another thing, who should be the imam? Who should be the leader? The imam should be one who acts according to the command of God, according to what the Quran says, not act according to his own whims and fancies. Imam was continually saying that if this happens, Allah Islam as-salam is bulayat al-ummatu bi ra'in misli Yazid, is a famous quote of Imam Hussain as-salam, which would be saying goodbye to Islam if someone like Yazid becomes the leader of the Ummah.
Oh.
Because the value system comes from the top and goes. If the person, the Imam of Adil, which is the idea of Islam, because justice is the basis for the sending of prophets, I guess we have the ayah for that. If the top person is not acting according to Islam, how can we expect the people at the lower levels, his ministers, his officers, his army, his judges? Today's world, we can see.
Yeah, I just want to come down to the how the Muslim Ummah are implementing this wonderful concept, not to accept injustice, not to accept a person who will carry out injustice. And what is the situation of Muslim? What should the Muslims do? Follow Hazrat Imam Hussain alayhi salam or what?
Yeah. According to Mahatma Gandhi, he names three satyagrahis in history. First, he says Socrates, who died for truth. Second, he says Jesus Christ. Third name he takes is Imam. The reason that Karbala and Muharram is so strongly felt in the Indian subcontinent is largely due to the understanding of Karbala even by the majority community. We have a national holiday. In nearly 90% plus of Muslim countries, you don't have a national holiday on Ashura. No, even in places where there is huge Muslim and Shiite population. For example, Lebanon. You don't have a national holiday.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. So these kind of things are out of the world. India as such is a spiritual civilization. I can prove it through that. For example, today Buddhism is spread all over the world. Wherever there was civilization, it spread. Where did it start from? It started from India. It was a reform movement of the Hindu religion, which had got corrupted, and then somebody like Buddha comes to give it new life. The Buddhists were corrupted. Then we have a revival of Hinduism through Adi Shankaracharya. He took the good principles expounded by Buddha and presented it to the majority Hindu population, and from then the revival started. Islam came and started propagating itself. You will be surprised, today, two-thirds of the Muslim population of the world is from the Hindu stock. You can take.
Yeah.
India too, 280 million population of Indonesia, you majority there. Second, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Third, India. All put together, they touch about a billion. So it's near. And if you add Afghanistan and Burma and other places, Malaysia and all that, two-thirds were earlier Hindus who converted to Islam.
To me.
So the big majority, why did they do it? Indonesia.
Yeah.
Force, power, no. India. No. The idea of spirituality is something which is contained in this thought process of India, in this structure of India. So therefore, irrespective of whoever comes with a spiritual message, be they Babas who are doing it for their own, or be somebody like Sai Baba of Shirdi, some saint living in a mosque, they are going to meet him. Spirituality is part. Now that becomes at times an exploitative thing, at times a regenerative thing. What we require today is to make it regenerative through the kind of movements of pure kind which Imam Hussain represents.
Okay. So what is the message to the public, to the audience?
The message is simple. Karbala can be understood as a historic event which has ramifications for today. It has ramifications. Even when we see resistance movements happening, even today, among the Palestinians in Gaza, the idea of resistance has come from Imams. They are openly saying that. The resistance idea. Mahatma Gandhi told, my idea of resistance and satyagraha has come from Imam Hussain. Openly has said that. So Imam Hussain is not somebody who is personality for the past, is the personality of today as well.
Okay.
Similar to the Prophet. The Prophet is someone who lived in the past. But the context of his ideas have reverberations and ramifications for him. For example, the idea of justice, the idea of fraternity, the idea of equality. To do even justice to your enemies. And that is closer to God in the form of piety. Piety is something where justice is done to the enemy. This is Quran.
Yes.
So,
Jai Sahab Ji.
Get it.
Ji. Jai Sahab, aapka bahut bahut shukriya. Aapne itna waqt nikala hamare liye aur itne masroofiyat ke bawajood unke mujhe bataya hai ki aap jaate hain aur jo mehfil e aza hoti hai wahan fir wapas address karte hain kaafi logon ko. और उसके बावजूद आपने हमारी दावत को कबूल किया, आप तशरीफ लाए. वी आर थैंकफुल टू यू सर, एंड वी वुड लाइक टू मीट यू अगेन. थैंक यू सो मच.
थैंक यू वेरी मच. आपका समय दिया.
थैंक यू.